Talmud Nivore. Because Moneshech, if we are going to say Talmud Nivore, that his wife was Mizamet, but not with the one with whom there was Tinu, but with somebody else, some Melody Gachot is known a Melody, so you didn't go to the album part of Mishnah. But here we say Talmud Nivore. So in the case of claiming of Andrea saying we cannot say Talmud Nivore, because there is a stira. But here there is no stira. Why? Because Gabriel Tzaites, or Nishe is Nemon, a Korev is Nemon, all the Psalm are Nemon. So then, Rabbi Chonon says, V'chochom Echot Yisik, and I know exactly who the Chochom is, that is the brother of the Kovner of Shapiro, so he was Masnik on that. So V'chochom Echot Yisik, the Mbuya of the Rambam, Shom Alochet Esvov, the Davke Posom is the same from Koshom is the same thing. Really possible. Who impossible to retain a human in the teacher, the gathering, the entire apostle, at Korsikon, Abjikol, absolving them, Abjikol, absolving them on it. But gathering is possible by the teacher, not only with government's Bible, but with the state also. So, in the main way, so again, there is this here. That's a very strong assault against Abchai. It's a very strong assault against Abchai. A very strong assault against Abchai. Now, what is strange is, now Rabbi Chonon heard it from Rabbi Chaim himself, and he says, why didn't he ask Rabbi Chaim that Kashi? Why didn't he ask Rabbi Chaim Kashi? It's very strong. I mean, the Rambam says that Gadron the Raise is not only possible. That Gadron the Raise is not only possible. It's not only possible in the Bible. But Gabi Seite also doesn't write it. All the Psalm are kosher, Korev is kosher, and Tzumi is kosher, and Isho is kosher, and Eved is kosher. All the Psalm are kosher, except that. So in any way, so the draw of Roshu, the draw of Roshu. Rabbi Chonon has a big Adichet. A big Adichet on that, I mean, how to explain that one. Now, so obviously, Rav Chaim meant that even though according to the Rambam, so the halacha of gathering the rice apostle in this issue applies to Seite just as it applies to Mezbailo, but the Rashbo is not Mishuvah to the Rambam. In other words, the Gemara only says gathering the rice apostle in this issue, Rabbi Mezbailo. But there is no Gemara that gathering the rice is apostle Gabi Seite. There is no Gemara, but the Rambam equates Eglarufe, Satan, Mezbailo, the Chodemach. But that obviously we have to say that Reb Chaim assumes that the Rashbo is Chelik on the Rambam. Now, why should the Rashbo be Mechalik between Mezbailo and the Satan? Now, there is a Mishnah in Satan that says, now the Aloche by Satan is that if the Baal was Mechalik Ishte, and then it's Mistero, and then in Dechot comes and testifies in Bezdin, that Zinso, so he's Nemo. Veidimbo, Oyeshbo, even in Dechot, so then he's Nemo. And it's Tetzibu Itzube, and she's not chasing by Namor. So then it's mentioned in Gemara and say, suppose 1:8, suppose 1:8 says that Zinso, and then Bozeach Hazeh another 8 says, Lo Yitzin, so it's Eineshez. It's Eineshez. Why? Because Kol Mokim Shemino Teri Dechot Areich Al-Shnai. So the first one who says Zinso has Nemones of 2. The second one who is Mak... So then it is Shez. Then it is Shez. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. In case of Mezbailo, and where there is a kosher of Trey, there is a kosher of Trey, if two Eidim come to Bezin and say Mezbailo, and two other Eidim come to Bezin and say Loi Mez, so Loi Tinosi, Vim Nisei, si Stetsi, but in Nisei's lech of Mideo, and she says, Boli, I am convinced that the pair of Eidim who testified that Meis don't say the truth, because I have my own clues, my own sources of evidence, So then, and it's Mises Lachem Ledeo, so he Mises Loitetze, because, so what's the reason? Because person cannot be kefe, a person, to divorce his wife, just because person says, to us it's a suffix. We don't know which pay of Eidin tells the truth, because he can tell Besdin, you don't know, all right, you don't know, because you have no reason as to why you should accept our testimony as against the testimony of the other pair of Eidim. But I know that I testify the truth. So Memele, that's the halacha. So where there is a suffix to Besdin, and the person who is involved says that he knows, so Besdin cannot be kefir. That's why in this is lechot mideo, so is loitetz. That's in the case, so the Gemara mentions that Miksuves in the case of Treyutre, where there is a Hakoshe of Treyutre. Mm-hmm. How about the case of Chadli Gabachad? Hakoshe Bibasachas. Chadli Gabachad. Suppose two Eidim are matchfish each other. Bibasachas. In best. One Eidechot says mates, and the other Eidechot says loimates. So naturally, she cannot be Nisis. And then, but she got married. And she got married to the Eid who testified mates. So the Rambam says, loitetz, since she's Meres Borali, so what difference does it make? Whether there is a koshe of Trey, or there is a koshe of Chadli Gabachad. The Rambam and the Rashba Chedek, Yivamis. The Rambam and the Rashba, they say, that's the end of Yivamis. So they say, when do we say Mrs. Lechot Meidel? And she says Borali. So in Mrs. Loitetze, that is, if there is a kosher of Treyutre. And she got married to one of the pair of the two Eidim who testified males. So it's Loitetze. Because Besdin itself doesn't know. Maybe she says Borali that my husband was told the truth, and he also says, the husband says, that I testify the truth. Mashein came in the case of Chadli Gabachad, so Idechot Beakhosha Veliklum. So in other words, true and Idechot is Nemon, that's only when there is no Akhosha. But whenever there is Akhosha, so then they cancel out each other. In case of Treyutre, so even if there is a koshe, so the Agodes do not cancel out each other. But Besdin doesn't know who tells the truth and who is lying. But if Lapishmaya is Galye, that this pair is telling the truth, then it means there is Kabbalah Seiris and there is everything. Mashenkin by Idechot, so even in the case when Idechot by himself has them on it, but if there is a koshe of Chadli Gabachad, so Idechot by a koshe loipo. So we cancel out each other. So then it means that we have to consider it as if there had been no Eidim. Suppose there would be no Eidim would come, and she would get married to someone, and she would say, well, I am sure that my husband is dead, because if my husband hadn't been dead, somehow he would manage to notify me. So of course, in such a case, she would be dating. It's only when there is a pair of Eidim that testifies. That testifies that mace. But there is another pair of Eidim. But here, so in the case of Treyutre, so they do not cancel out each other. But Besdin just doesn't know who is telling the truth and who is lying. Mashenkin, Nakhosh of Chadli Gabachad. So they cancel out each other. So what is the Shidas Rambam? So the Magid Mishneh points out that the Shidas Rambam is that Akhosh of Chadli Gabachad is the same as Akhosh of Treyutre. They do not cancel out each other. Now, I'm mentioning it because now, I think that we can say that the Rashba is chelik on the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that the halacha that Gazlan the Raisa is possibly the Sisha. Gazlan the Raisa is possibly the Sisha. Applies to Satan justice, applies to Mesbailo, but the Rashba is chelik. And the Rashba will hold that when we say Gazel the Raisa is possibly the Sisha only Mamez Bayo, but Legabe Zete, so if a Gazel the Raisa would come and say Zinso with the one with whom there was King Ustire, so then she will not be Sheise Maimamori. Why? Because we have to understand why does Rav Nashe say that Gazlan Dereis is Pasal Yesish? After all, there is no requirement of Eides, because Isha is Kshei Olohoi, Bames Bailo, and Korv is Nemon, and Eved is Nemon, Shifre Nemon, and Makum Sehel, and Vitubi is Nemon. So all the Psulim are Nemon. So why should Gazlan be Pasal? The answer is, and Rav Ochanan says the same thing, that because by Gazlan, so the reason is why Gazlan Dereis is Pasal Yesish, because all other Psulim, so it's a Psula Gub, it's a Sakosu. Not, there is no Chshosh de Mishakia. By Gazlan, besides the Psula Gub, there is a Chshosh de Mishakia too. So that's why. So Bames Bailo, there are no Psula Gub. Mashiach in Gazlan, so in addition to the Psula Gub of Gazlan, so there is a Chshosh de Mishakia. So Memele, the depths of Chshosh de Mishakia applies to Mes Bailo too. So, but there is no Psula Gub of Gazlan by Ms. Bailo. Just as there is no Psula Guf of Eved and Isha and Shifra and Korev, so there is no Psula Guf of Gazlan either. But he's still possible because of Chosh and Mishakia, because he's a Chosh and Mishakia. So since there is no Psula Guf by Gazlan, but only the Chosh and Mishakia here, so in Sofik it is. So in Sofik it is. So it is in Sofik. So Mele, now the Gemore in Seita Davov says, Hoyu lo eidim b'mdinas hayam detzinso, ein amayim beit kinesis. Why? So the Gemore learns about from the same posse. Beidim bo. Hoye sheid afilu b'mdinas hayam, so Mele, the mayim is not beidim. So we see from this Gemore, that wherever there is an eid, So then, Mayim is not Beidik. So the Mayim is not Beidik. Even though the Eidim did not even show up in Bezdin. And Bezdin didn't know of the fact that the Eidim that saw that she was Mizani with the man that with whom there was Kinu Stir. So there is a Zasakos of Eidim both. Only when there are no Eidim. But if there are Eidim, even if the Eidim did not become a Deagode, they are just a Deriyeh, they are just in the rear, so then the mind is not Vedic. Mind is not Vedic. So Mele to follow, suppose Best has a suffix. Maybe they are reading the Nisayam. So then Best would be Mashke the mind, Hamor into the Isha. Because mind is not Vedic whenever they are in the rear, even though they didn't come to Best. Even though they did not come best. Of course, that goes without saying. Suppose they are Eidim, but the Eidim are psulim al pidim to testify, so then it's like as if they are no Eidim, because they are posloid. Mashiach came in the case of Gazlan Dereis. So just as the other psulim don't apply to say it, so the psul of Gazlan, the psul aguf of Gazlan doesn't apply either. But a Gazlan Dereis say, Bames Bailo, is possible, why? Because of Chosh and Mishakia. So the Gabi Mes Bailo, Gazlan Dereis is possible because of Chosh and Mishakia. So true, it's not a Psula Guf, but it's something there is. Maybe he's telling the truth, maybe he's not telling the truth. So Memele, it's written also. So that's why we say Gazlan Dereis is possible in this issue. Because Kosher in this issue would mean what? Kosher Yisisha would mean that she's allowed to get married. How can she get married when business is sophic, whether he's telling the truth or he's lying? He could tell the truth too. It doesn't mean that the Gazlan Dereis must lie. I mean, he's choshu to lie. So, but since there is a sophic, maybe he's lying, so maybe he's possibly Yisisha. Because Kosher Yisisha would mean that Besden could pass from the Isha that she's entirely not say, since there is a sophic, there is a choshe, maybe he's mishakir, so the male person couldn't pass the isho that she is mutaris lenosei. Mashi, kinu gabi seite. So there, koshe ali seite would mean what? That she is not chasing. That's what koshe would mean. That she is not chasing. And by seite, there is aloche. By seite, there is aloche. By seite, there is aloche that Hoyo Eidim didn't say, even though the Eidim didn't show up. So in Amayim Beitkin, so Mele it will follow from this, that wherever there is a Sofik, whether there is Eidim, whether there is an Idriye or not. So Mimele, so even though we could not take it for granted that what the Eid says is true, but a Sofik, it will establish, because there is no Psulagu. Why doesn't the Rai say? It's only the Choshev L'Shaker. So is Choshev L'Shaker, and every Choshev L'Shaker is also Choshev not L'Shaker too. I mean, it doesn't mean that the Roshe must lie all the time that he says a testimony. So it's a Sofik. So Mimele, when he comes, when the Gazlan the Raisi comes to Bezdin and says Zinso, so then Bezdin will have to say, Loitishtime Yamai Mamori. Because maybe he's telling the truth. And if he's telling the truth, so there is an Eidim in this Ayam. So even though Bezdin did not draw any conclusions, because Bezdin is a Sofik, but perhaps he's telling the truth. And if he is telling the truth, so there is an Eid in the Sayam, so the Mayim is not Vedic, the Mayim is not Vedic, so mainly we don't let the Isha to be changed in the Mayim Amori, if the Mayim wouldn't be Vedic, if the Mayim wouldn't be Vedic. So, but, Ligabim is by, so that means that according to the Rashbo, so in case of the Gazlan, the Raisa testifying the Zin, so in the Shesis, that means he's kosher. If in the Shesis, so that means that he's kosher, but regarding his bylaw, so kosher would mean that she's allowed to get married, and since it's a Sofik, she cannot get married. Now there is a Reb Chaim, not on this Indian, but another Indian, in connection with the Bar Rufe, in the Chizkutir of Shmiras Nefesh. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between Egla Rufe and Eitzet. By Egla Rufe, he also discusses a case where there is a Sofik, whether there is an aid or there is no aid. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, in the case of Egla Rufe, if there is a Sofik, as to whether there is an aid who saw the Ritzayach, so then it's Emeyok. Why? Because they have the Xerzakos of Yizvi, Loineid Amiko. So the Gemara learns out from that, Honeid Amiko, I feel it, that could be safe for Elon. So is a male. So Mimele, in the case where there is a sop to best as to whether there is an aid who saw the Ritzich of the whole or not, so then it's a male. Because maybe it's later. Mashenkin by Seite, if there'll be Sophic, whether there is an aid who saw this news or not, so then he chased. So then Reb Chaim himself as the Kashe. In order to answer a certain kashe on the Rambam, so he mentions that he saw it. So then he has the kashe, but how can we say that by Seite, if there is a Sofik to Bezdin, whether there is an eight who saw this news or not, so then he still Sheise. But Gemara says that both in Seite, that the Eidim Bohoi, so that if they are Eidim in this Hayam, even though the Eidim did not show up, so Mele, it's in a Mayim Beitkin, and if it's in a Mayim Beitkin, So the male is in a Sheise, what's the use, what's the purpose of being Sheise? So Reb Chaim says, the reason as to why, he says it in the Rambam, the reason as to why, in the case of Eidim Medinas Hayam, even though they didn't show up in Bezdin, so it's in a Mayim Beit Kin, because if they are Eidim Medinas Hayam, so true, they didn't show up in Bezdin, but it can be Nisbaria, so mainly it's considered as Badezins. Since, even though they did not show up in business yet. So, but it's Viyodom to testify in business, and then it will be Nisbaria. So it's considered like Vadezinso. It's considered like Vadezinso. And when is there Sias Maima Morim? Only when there is Itzofik Zinso. Mashenkin, if they are Eidim, Binesayam, so then it can be Nisbaria to the Eidim. But they didn't as yet show up in business. So the Mele Itzein Amayim, in a mind bait can assist, because it's considered like Vadezinso. It's considered like Vadezinso. Now, so Reb Chaim says that in the Rambam. He says that in Rambam. But in the Rashbo, we can say that in the Rashbo. Because if we'll assume the same thing in the Rashbo, so then we cannot explain this Rashbo, that the Rashbo says, if the one with whom she was Nistero, Mikane Nistero, so comes to Bezdin and says that she was Mizane with him, so then it's Pargin and Dibure. So the Kashi is, how can we say Pargin and Dibure? Monefshach, if it's Pargin and Dibure and she was Mizane, it was someone else, or then in Zechot is not Nemonis. So Rav Chaim says, here we say Pogin and Nemonis. So then the Kasha is, but how can we say Pogin and Nemonis? So before Roshu and Gadol the Reis is possibly the Seashore. So by Seiti is also possible. So we have to say that the Rashba distinguishes between Mezbailo and Seiti. That Gadol the Reis is only possibly the Seashore. He's only possibly the Seashore by Mezbailo. But Gadol the Reis is not possibly the Seashore. Gadol the Reis is not possible. He's not possibly the Seashore by Gadol the Reis is not possibly the Seashore by Seiti. Why? Because Ligabe is Ishaw, so if there is a suffix, so then he's not kosher, so then she cannot get married if there is a suffix. Masheinkin Gabi Seite comes to the Rashbo, since the Gemara says Davov, that Hoyoloedim is Nesayam, even though they didn't show up in Bezin. So if my Gemara is not Vedic, so in case where there is a suffix, so true, we don't know whether he's telling the truth or not. Because he's a Shoshan Mishakir. But maybe he's telling the truth. He possibly could tell the truth. So in such a case, if Rabbi Shmai is Galiye, that he is telling the truth. So there is an Adriye. So maybe the mind is not Vedic. But according to what Rabbi Chaim says in the Rambam, so the reason is why Yeshayim is Ayam. So in a mind Beitkin, because then it's considered what is Inso. That is only Shayer if there is no Akroshe. Or where there is no Safi. Mashenkin in this case, where there is a suffix, because he's a Choshen Mishakeh, so it couldn't be considered as Varezin. So I think that the Rashbo is Chelik on the Rambam. I mean, what Rav Chaim says in the Rambam is true in the Rambam. But the Rashbo Shite is that the reason as to why in the case of Hoyo Eidin Vidnes Ayam Shezin, so the mind is not Beidik, because there is a Aloche, that when is mind Beidik, only when there are no Eidin. But if there are Eidin, even though the Eid cannot be Mivarer, because there will still be a Sufik in Bezdin because of Choshen Mishake here. But if Rav Ishmael is Galye, that he is telling the truth. So there is an Eidriye. That's in so, then the Maim is not Vedic. So maybe the Gadlan the Reise, why Gadlan the Reise testifies. So he's kosher. Why? Because of Sufik. So maybe the Maim could not be, so it's possible that the Maim will not be Vedic. So maybe we cannot give her the Maim Amorim. So Mele, what Rav Chaim says in the Rashbo is all right, but we have to add one thing, that according to the Rashbo, so the whole aloha of God and the Reis, Apostle of the Seashore, applies only to Mezbailo, not to Itzei. Now, I mentioned the Machlekes, the Rambam. And the Rambam, in case of Akroshe of Chadliga Bechad, so according to the Rambam, if it's Nisil to the Eid who says Meis, so it's Loite Itzei if she is in Meres Barley, and according to the Rambam, here it's Kimandu Ese, we do not say. Now the Rambam and the Rashba say it's Kimandu Ese. Now we have to say that it's the Rashba Lishitose. Why? Because that's the Gemara Mifureshes and say that in case of Akroshi, of Chadli Gabechad, so then it chase a Maimamon. Then it chase a Maimamon in case of Akroshi of Chadli Gabechad. Now, so if the Rashba Shite had been like the Rambam in the case of Nisei Sleid, who said that Meis, in other words, that the two Haggadahs do not cancel out each other. So if the Rashba Shite had been like the Rambam, that in case of Akroshi of Chadli Gabechad, so it has the same status as the Akroshi of Treli Gabetrei, and if it's Nisei's today, who says Meis, and she says Borali, so it's Loiteitzei. So that means that the two Haggadahs do not cancel out each other. So what kind of a situation is it? It means that it's a Sofik. And still the Gemara says in so many words in Seite that where the two Edechot came with Basachas to Bezdin, and one said that Zinso, and one said Loi Zinso, so then he chased it. And according to the Rambam Shite, so the two Haggadahs do not cancel out each other. So it cannot be considered as if no aid came. So here, one aid did come, but we don't know who says the truth and who is lying. So it's possible that the one who says Zinso said the truth. So the male of the mayim couldn't be daily. So why should, why does the Gemara in Seite say that it's Sheiseh? So he says, so if we accept the Shittas Rambam, then we have to say like the, as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. Even though Reb Chaim doesn't mention all that. So we have to say, as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that the halacha of Yesh Eidim as Hayam, so the Mayim is not Vedic. So it's not because if the Aredi Rie and the Snus, so then the Mayim is not Vedic. But if the Aredi, so who can be Mifare, so then it's considered like Vada Zinso. It's like considered like Vada Zinso. So when is a child to say Vada Zinso? Only when there is no Adareidu Amakrish. So then it's immediately Zbare. Mashenki in the case of Chavli Gabechav, so truly don't cancel out each other. But then it's not immediately Zbare. Because they both testified already before Besdin. And Besdin doesn't know. So if they come again, so the same Sofik will remain. So Mimele, and still the Gemara says that in the case of Akroshe of Chavli Gabechav, so it's Sheiseh, so we have to say like Rapayim. In the Rambam we have to say like Rapayim. That the halacha of Eidim, or Hoye Sheidim in Bnei Sayam, even though they didn't show up in Besen, so mine is not Vedic, so it's not because if they are Eidim Riyah and the Snus, so then mine is not Vedic. But if they are Eidim Riyah, and so it's Yochelin's barrier, so it's considered like what is in so. So when is it considered like what is in so if there are no, if there is no akroshe? But in the case of akroshe, whether it's akroshe of Trelig Abitrei or akroshe of Chavlig Abichad, so then it cannot be misbarrier, so she cannot be considered as what is in so. So it's Sofik in so. If it's Sofik in so the Mayim is Vedic as Ishtay. Mashein Kein. So according to the Rambam, we have to say what Reb Chaim says. Es pshatn di gemore da vor dem seite ob ho ye in der sayam sein am ein bet kin bo der ramban in der rash bo der achilik an der ramban and they say that in the case of akhoshe of chavli gabechad so then it's commando es so they cancel out each other so then it's not considered something sin so so it's vada that there is no idri because the two agodes cancel out each other that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why in case of Akroshe of Chavli Gabechad, one eight says in Besdin, the Zinso, and the other eight says in Besdin, Loi Zinso, so it's Sheiseh, because it's the Mandalese, so there are no Agodes. So it's an ordinary case of Kilu Yisgireh with no Eides. So it's Sheiseh. Mashenken in the case of Igazlan, the Reise testifying. So it's true, he has a choshev mishakeh, but he might be telling the truth too. And if he's telling the truth, so there is an aid. So maybe the mayim wouldn't be baidik. So since it's possible that the mayim wouldn't be baidik, so maybe we don't let us be chased the mayim amorim. So maybe the Rashba says, that Gazlan deraisa is possible in the sisho only by mizbailo, but Gazlan deraisa is not possible in the sisho by itzi. All right, now. Now we can go over the taste on the tastes. Rob Omar, what I'm calling is Latzni. Hikshor Reb Yisrael ben Avrom. Diferksheni diksubes, Mosi, Rome Bachome, Gavirod Itnam Hosom, Ming Samyodom Yitzim Mokemachir, Hare Yilu Memonim, Leima, Anusim Oyinu, Moishon Oloshom, Anusim Oyinu, Machmas and Foshis. So, Avol Omru, Machmas Momim, the Reish of the Mishneh, is in the morning. So Mela in the morning and the Anusimoyinu Machmas Money. So Mela the Shtar is considered the Shtar Mikoyem. The Shtar Mikoyem. And even though they said Anusimoyinu Machmas Money, so that they are not the money. Vamay in the morning, the Havel with Fluge the Pune. Vilema the Anusimoyu. Viloy Machmas Money. Elo Machmas Nefoshis. Elo Machmas Nefoshis. So Tesis Kashi is, why don't we say they are talking in the Bure? Why does Rome Bachom in Maskonet, Daf Yud Chesik Suvesei, that if Oedim Shom Ruk Sav Yodim Lose, and then Sav Yodim Yitzim Mokmach, so it's a Pesha or Sar Pesha Yid, so they have a Migin. So the Mishnah says, Anusim, Oedim Shom Ruk Sav Yodim Lose, Avu Anusim Oyinu, Ktanu Oyinu, Pso Eves Oyinu. So is the money meaning Sav Yodim Yitzim Mokmach here? So Rome Bachom says, only if Anusim Oyinu Machmas Lefoshes. So they don't make themselves into Rishoyim. But if they say, Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein, is in the morning, in the morning, you know, the mishmat rosh. But why don't we say pardon and dibure? Let us say anusimoyu, not machmas momim, but machmas nefoshes. So then the shtar would become post. So that's Tesis Kashe. Now, this Tesis Kashe is based, I don't think that I mentioned it, you see, because there is a machleke for sheni. When we Rove says, plainly levanu yotzeini, so is palkin and dipure. So what does it mean, palkin and dipure? So many rishenim say, and that's the most reasonable pshat, that the palkin and dipure consists that in saying that when one says plainly levanu yotzeini, he's saying two things. One dibur is plainly rova, and the other dibur is aniyu aniyava. So the dibur of plainly rova we are mikabel, the dibur of aniyu aniyava we are not mikabel. But then there's another pshat mershen. Not that he's saying two things, plainly rova aniyu aniyava, plainly rova we are mikabel, aniyu aniyava we are not mikabel. But he is saying plainly levanu yotzeini, and we accept it as plainly rova aniyava. So that means, and that sounds strange, because according to the pshat, that he's saying to the burim, one dibur plainly rova, the other dibur aniyu aniyava, so we have mikabel one dibur, not the other. But according to the other pshat, that we accept it not as plainly rova aniyava, but as plainly rova aniyava, so that means that business, the keach, has the authority to be mishaneh da'agode. According to the first pshat, so Besdin does not have the authority to be mishaneh da'agode. But when Eidim say two things, so one thing we can accept, the other thing we don't accept. Masha'inkin, according to the pshat and the rishenim, that Besdin accepts it as plainly levanu le'inzi, when he says explicitly, plainly levanu le'inzi, so that means that Besdin has the authority to be mishaneh da'agode. That's a big chiddush. So apparently, so Tesis in the Kashi assumed like the second pshat of the rishenim, that in the case of plainly levanu le'inzi, the Palgin on Yipure consists that Besdin says it was plainly rovaisei, but not le'inzi, but le'inzi. So mainly it's not the Rosh, there is no steering. Le'inzi. So, in other words, so Besdin has the authority to be mishaneh da'agode in order to eliminate a steering. So Tesis Kashe is, so why does Rav Bachome say, in the case of Anusim Shomu, Ksav Yodei Luze, Avol Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momen, in Ksav Yodei Nitzom Macher. So Rav Bachome says, Einu Nemonim, so what does it mean, Einu Nemonim? So we made it a shtar, it remains a good shtar, because we don't accept this part, this dibo of Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momen. So we only accept the other dibo of Ksav Yodei Nuzeh, so it remains, it's considered a shtar mikuyim. So, but let us accept the dibur of Anusim Oyu, but not as Anusim Oyu Machmas Momein, even though they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein, we should say Anusim Oyu, but not Machmas Momein, but Machmas Nefoshes. So then we would be Mishane the dibur. But in the case of Lenin Ivan Letzein, you are also Mishane the dibur. So in other words, the Tesis Kashe is based upon the premise that the pshat in plainly levanu le'inzi is that we say plainly rova, avoloi le'inzi, but le'inzi. So Besdin has the authority to be mishaneh the dibur. So here too, let Besdin be mishaneh the dibur and say anusim oyu, avoloi machmas momen and machmas poshes. But they say machmas momen, so there too, they say. He says plainly levanu le'inzi, and still Besdin is mishane and says plainly levanu le'inzi. That's the discussion. Veimeri, the repalgin on the poek in the lips of Ashtar, in the right side of Achsum of Ashtar, Nasik in Mishinach for this of the best. So that's the first direct here, and that's also one of the Terutzi Miksures and in Sanhedrin. So what does Tesis say? That when do we say here, we do not say Palgin and Dibure, because inasmuch as with Raise, there is no need for Kim Shtores. So the halacha of Kim Shtores is only with Rabbanon. So Mimele, if we were to say, because mid Raise, so it shouldn't make any difference whether Ksav Yodei Yitzimok Macher or Ein Ksav Yodei Yitzimok Macher. So Mimele, the shtar should be considered as a good shtar anyway. But only with the Kabbalah. So there is a difference between Xavier and Yitzhak Mokemacher and the Xavier Mokemacher. And without Falgenum de Bure, without Falgenum de Bure, so the Shtar would be a good Shtar. So Mimele, we don't say Falgenum de Bure in as much as Midereise, it's considered like a Shtar Mikoyim anyway. This is the system. And if Falgenum de Bure is a Shtar Midereise, that's not a Shtar, that's not the best. In Ame. There's a second Teretz, and that second Teretz is also mentioned in Suves, except that in Suves there are more Teretz. In Ame Hosom, the Holy and Shema Musi, in Moy Machmas Nefoshes, Hava Vishoi, Hilkach, Leskon Lise, Veines Machmas Nefoshes, the Hava Vishoi. Now, if Teretz had just this Teretz, so then we could read in this Teretz the Adashit, that the Pshat, in finally, finally, plainly is that he says two things. Number one, plain rova. Number two, aniu aniova. So the dibo number one, plain rova, we accept. Dibo number two, aniu aniova, we reject. But Teisves, the Xuves, gives another teretz. And the other teretz is expressive of this longest. So obviously, this teretz means something else.
Could someone please close the door?
Für Treffer mit Weisen, mit dem Xuvis. Wen oder mich machen Rosche? Wie ein Thema? Wo Kosova, Rome, die Paulgin und die Buren, für die Kammer ist an der Dame. Gab die Pläne, die Wangen, die Zähne, die Pläne, die Baulischte. Wie ein Kein Hochen, die Nuh, die Anus im Oju. Aber wenn ich was Momme mache, die Fosches, da habe ich wieder Rome kein Wort. Wie ich schlimm, Akim, die Kim, Storch, der Abonon, wo die Paulgin und die Buren, die Lüfse war starr. Die Lüfse war starr. That's the first Terrace. All right. So it's the first Terrace over there too. Die Eid, die Eimonu, Leimar, ma'atzmeinu, da'anusim hoyu machmas nifoshes. De'ines machmas nifoshes lo ishchiach, kin parishis. So that's like the second teretz here. He says, hosom b'chol yinish ma'anusim machmas nifoshes ha'v v'shoyim. Hilkach leslo le'mis le'de'ines machmas nifoshes. Da'av mi'ute, it means it's lo ishchiach. So that's the second teretz. All right, but there are more teretz in here. Iname, shane hoche, de'i, Machmas momen und machs nifoshes habe perushe da musimo yinu. Hilkach li paugin on dibure. Avo wir zeyne yu bo au ishtei ave dimo bifne atzmi. Have dimo bifne atzmi. Iname. Hoche yi karedesu ba meshoim rim anusimo yinu. She bo u lei mar shal yu roa am milve. Im keim yad isim atzmom rishoi. Kimi shachosmu. Im lo yasu perush on dibureye. Hilkach lo ishaya choche paulgin und dibure. Aber ahide achaktiv, ikareidu sulei mar shenerag lahasi es ishtei. Vichein pleini rovei, oi bo al ishtei, ikareidu es laarek pleini. Hilkach paulgin und dibure, u gabi hosi matzmi roshu, u gabi ishto yenemo. So in other words, teises in Xuves has four terutzim. So the first two mishenes in teises in Xuves correspond with even in the same order with the first two terutzim here in Yivamis. But here in Yivomes, Teisves has only two terutzim. But in Suves, in addition to these two terutzim, Teisves has two more terutzim. Now we have to understand the third teretz in Suves and the fourth teretz in Suves. So the first two terutzim in Suves are mamish the same, the identical terutzim as here in Yivomes. Now let's see the third and the fourth loshin in Teisves in Suves. So, iname, sha'ane, Hoche, the third teretz in Suves. Iname, sha'ane hoche, di machmas momin o machmas nefoshes, have perushe da anusim o yinu, hilkach li paugin on dibure, avu lirtzeinu mu bo al ishtei have zibo bifne atzmei. What does Teisves mean here? What does Teisves mean here? Teisves, so it's obvious, that the third teretz in Teisves in Suves is synonymous with the shiteh of Rishenim that by plainer ivanu lirtzeinu, the paugin on dibure does not consist in saying Plainly true, he says plainly vanly tzaini, but we accept it as plainly vanly ensi. That would involve a shino hagode. Bezin has no authority to be mishana hagode. Bezin has only the authority to accept one dibo and reject the other dibo, but not to be mishana and mishana one iota from the dibo of the edi. So Mimele, so Teisves says in the third loshen here, in the case of plainly vanly tzaini, we can apply the principle of of Pagno di Bure, because he in effect says two things to the Bure. One Dibur is Pliny Roba, and Pliny Roba Zohar, and the other Dibur is Aniwa Nirva. So the Dibur of Pliny Roba Zohar we accept, the Dibur Aniwa Nirva we reject. Mashiach in here, we cannot say that Anusim Oyinu Machvas Momei can be divided into two Diburim. One Dibur, Anusim Oyinu. What Anusim Oyinu? Just Anusim Oyinu, in a vacuum. Anusim Oyinu. And then the second Dibur, Machvas Momei. Machvas Momei doesn't make sense. And Anusim Oyinu by itself, without any explanation, doesn't make sense either. So in other words, it's one Dibur. Anusim Oyinu, Machvas Momei. So in other words, so now if we say Palgino Dibur, not Anusim Oyinu Machvas Momei, but Anusim Oyinu Machvas Poshes, we are in effect Mishane D'Agone completely. Business, no authority, Mishane D'Agone. So why the Teisves at the very outset as the Kashe? The answer is Teisves at the very outset as the Kashe, because Teisves assumed by the Pshat and Rishenim that the Palgino Dibur of Plinir Van Letzeni consists that Plinir Rivani, but not Letzeni, but Leitzi. So there too Besni is Mishane D'Agone. So why shouldn't Besni be Mishane D'Agone here? So this is the third Moshin in Teisus in Ksuves, that the Pshat in Plenary Van Letzeni is not that Besni says Plenary Rova, Avaloi Letzeni, but Lein say, but Plenary Rova, Avol Acheroya Aniova. So that Chayach over there, because there, so logically, it can be divided, it can be analyzed into two Diburim, logically. Mashiach in here, you cannot analyze it logically into two Diburim and say, one Dibur is Anusim Oyinu, the other Dibur is Machvas Momei. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Machvas Momei, what does it mean, Machvas Momei? So it's one Dibur. There is one Agode, just one Agode, that Anusim Oyinu Machvas Momei. So they cannot be Mishane D'Agode, but over there are two Agodes. Once we split the Agode, so it becomes decomposed into two Agodes. One Agode is Pliny Rova Zohar, and the other Agode is Aniu Aniova. So we accept the Agode of Pliny Rova Zohar, we reject the Agode of Aniu Aniova. This is the third terence. Now what is the fourth terence? Now, so if there hadn't been a third and a fourth, so one could read this Lomdes in the fourth, but Teisves has a third and a fourth, so what's the pshat? So he says, Inam, the fourth terence. הוכי יקרי לסו במשאמרים אנוסים היינו, שבולי מה שאירו המירווה, אם כמיד איסין עצמו ושואים, כמי שחוסמו, אם לא יעצו פירוש לדבריהם, הלכך לשי הכוח הפלגין הדיבורי, אבל העיד הרקתי, יקרי לסו למה שנרג לעשי אסיסטי, וכן פליני רובה יולבו על אישתי, יקרי לס להרק פליני, הלכך פלגין הדיבורי, ולגבי רוס עם עצמי ראשי ולגבי אישתו ינמות. So what is Teisves saying? Ikaredesu b'meshem imanusim oyinu shebolei ma'ashor ero amirve im ken yadeis ma'atzmo rishoyim kim shechosmu im lo yasu peyrush liivrayen hilkach lishaya choche palginon dibure avol ayida harakti Ikaredesu lei ma'ashor nera glasi es ishte vichen kleini robe yu baal ishte Ikaredes lare kleini hilkach palginon dibure ulgabil hosi ma'atzmi roshe ulgabi ishte lo yeye nemon lo yeye nemon. So, it seems to me, I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, the Kavone, the movement of the fourth Loshen in Teisves is very, very obscure. If Teisves hadn't a third Loshen, so then one could readily read the same shot in the fourth Loshen. But after saying the third Loshen, so obviously, here Teisves is saying something else. So apparently, the fourth Loshen of Teisves is based upon the Lomdes of the Tshuves HaRashbo. Now the Rashbo in the Tshuve distinguishes between Pliny Baal Ishti and Ishti Zinso in Pliny. So what's the Pshat? What is it? A question of semantics? So the Pshat is, because the Halacha of Palgino Dibure is that through Palgino Dibure it becomes divided into two Agodes. So the Rashbo says in the Tshuves, when can we divide it into two Agodes only if he says Pliny Baal Ishti? So Memele, then we can say that the Agode of Pliny Baal Ishti, she's implicit in the Dibur of Pliny Baal. But, and then, Stadr Agode. Stadr Agode, that Ishti, who are Ishishish, that is implicit in the words of Alishi. Mashenkin, if he says, Ishti Zinso, Ishti Zinso in Plaini, if he says, Ishti Zinso in Plaini, Samimele, you cannot say that the Agode, that plainly Boal Ishishish is implicit in the words in plainly. In plainly. The words in plainly doesn't mean anything in plainly. So in Mele, you have no special words that would constitute the words of the Agode. So in Mele, we don't say Paldim and Dibor. So here he says the same thing. He says, Inami. הוכי יקרי דסו במה שאומרים אנו סימויים שבור לימה שלא ירוע מיל אם כן ידע ישמה עצמו ושוי כיוון שחוסמו אם לא יעשו פיר של דברי So you cannot say here you split it into agodes because if you split it into agodes so then you have to have two agodes one agode should be expressed should be contained in the words of אנו סימויינו And the other agode should be contained in Machmas Mom. I mean, you can't say it. You can't say it. So here there is just one agode. There is just agode. You cannot split the words into two agodes. So Mimele, we cannot say, Palgim and Dibur, Masheike, Avlahid Araktif, Ikarinu Suleyma, Shenera Glasses Ishte, Vichem Pleini Roval, Oiboal Ishte, Ikarinu Slari Pleini. So in other words, the words so the words of Pleini Rova, these are the words that constitute the Agode. Some Masheike in Anusim or Machlas Mome, we cannot split it into two Agodes. Into two Agodes. Alright, so these are the Terutzim in Teishas. Now, the Meiri. No, that's... I guess in connection with it. We know the Meisi Matzmi Roshi. Hare Lishma et Asmei, Avo Nemo Lo Leima Gavachti, Lef Chilev Meisi Do Yisi, Kidoma Bichrises. Deim Olu Rekeif Ilo Vichum Lazor, Lepidvo. So this verse in Bometi is a little more explicit. So he says, because he wants to do Tshuva. So Mele, the Dibur in which he makes, he declares himself as a Roshi, is empty. ויהודי כאמרינם בישם קדש גדולו לנחל נדבוס כמי ולרוב ידיד יש דימה שנאשר ישיה לימה ואיזה יצא לאו משום תו ינמו לימה מידו יסי דיפשית את הנמון אלו כלי מה שאין בירות הנה עם הבינים דימה שנאשר ישיה ואין תימה דהש דמשמע דיניר מה לרצי מפוסל הידס ובפרק זה בירה הנה יקרו מנדומה דחושת להראי אז כושר להידס סורדיה זהו זה מחלקת בתוין רב נחמן ורפי ישיה חושב להראייס, שרב נחמן עושה את זה סקושר להראייס. כן, רב שאיש עושה את זה, רב בואים פשוט עצמם, וקושר, רב שאיש עושה את זה. Now, there is one man דומה, now... בירות הנה עם הבינגן דימש ונאפשר ישן. ואם תימא, דהש דמשמע, דימיר מה לרצי מפוסל הידס. ובפרק זה בירה, יקרו מנדומה, דחושת להראי אז כושר להידס. סורדיה דהו זה מחלקת בתוין רב נחמן עם רב שישס. חושת להראי אז, שרב נחמן עושה את זה כושר להידס. סן, רב שישס זה, ועבורים בפעצמא, וכושר. רב שישס יצחק. Now, there is one מנדומה, Now, there we have a machleket v'sheim. When Rav Nachman says it's an edrin in Zeh Be'eriah, that the choshed are a rayet, so it's kosher la'ides, what does it mean? So there are some v'sheim who say that it means, bo'al ha'el v'mamish. Bo'al ha'el v'mamish. And still, it's kosher la'ides. And then Rav Sheishe says, no, aboyim v'katvi, if it's bo'al ha'el v'mamish, chayim malkes, so me'ela how can it be kosher la'ides? But there are some v'sheim who say that the choshed are a rayet means one who is libe gas be'a rayet. Who is Mishyachid in Marayis. So in other words, so it's not Boal Elvo. So why does Rav Sheishe, so that's the reason as to why Rav Nachman, says that Choshed HaRayis is Kosher Leides, because he's not Boal Elvo. So why does Rav Sheisha say that he's posleides? And he even uses the expression aboyim bikatvei, which implies that there is malchus, but yichud im arayis, so it's an issa deraisa, the Gemara deduces it from the posik, ki yosischo achicho benimecho, but it's an issa deraisa, but there is no malchus. So aboyim bikatvei means makas malchus. So the Mele Rav Sheisha says, since he's high makas malchus, for being yachid marayis, so Memele shouldn't be kosher. Then there is the pshat by certain Rishonim that when Rav Nachman says Achosh v'arayis kosher eides, so he really means Baal Ava Mamish. But how can he say that he's kosher eides? Because Rav Nachman agrees with Rove. There is a machlekes between, that's one of the Altigam, and we pass like Abai here. So there is a machlekes between Abai and Rove as to whether Mumerech Nivis Lehachis is kosher eides or post eides. So Abaye says he's postulated because he's a Rosh, but Rove says that Mumerich Nivis Lahachis, so he's kosher. He's kosher because according to Rove, only Rosh the Chomos is postulated, like Gamer, the Gazlan, Imal the Gribis. So, but Mumerich Nivis Lahachis, even though there is Malkes, he's kosher. So Mimele Rav Nachman agrees with Rove that Stam Rosh is kosher. What kind of a Rosh is postulated? Only Rosh the Chomos. So for the same reason as Mumerich Nevilis Lachis is kosher according to Rove, so Boal Elvo Mamish is also kosher because he's not a Rosh Lechomos. He agrees with Rove, but according to Abaye, that it's not Dafke Rosh Lechomos. Any Rosh is postulated. So of course, Boal Elvo is postulated. So Tesis says the Kashe. Now here, Rove is the member of the Shmaitz, and Rove himself holds that the Mumarech Nevilis Lahachis is kosher. So what kind of a Rosh is kosher? Is according to Rove only a Rosh Lechomos? But someone who is a Rosh, not a Rosh Lechomos, is not kosher. He's not kosher. So he asks, so that's why he says that Boal Elvo is kosher. So here too. So Teisves in the Kashe assume that when Rav Nachman says Chosh v'arayis kosher, he doesn't mean Misyachid v'arayis. In the Kashe Tesis assumed it means Boal Elvo Mamish. So let us say like the Rishonim that Rav Nachman agrees with Rove, but here it's also Rove. So we see from that Gemara that Boal Elvo according to Rove lechol apoches is kosher leides. So why does he say plain Rivani Liotzeini? Why did he say plain Rivani Liotzeini? So he's possible. So he says in the Nisi Matzmiroshe, but he's kosher leides altogether. Vintim lahash the mashma the Yerba Liotzeini postulates. And we have to resort to Palgin and the Bure. But if there is a bigger Rikla Mandoma, the kosher Arai is kosher leides. The Yesh Lema the Osom Bichoshut, she will pour it to Misyachid in Arai. So in other words, so in the Kashi case, it's assumed that Choshev Arayis means Boal Elvo Mamish. That's why Tesis says. So in the Teretz, Tesis says, like the Rif, that Choshev Arayis doesn't mean Boal Elvo Mamish, but just Misyachid Arayis. But Boal Elvo Mamish is certainly possible, even according to Rove. But Rove says that Mubarech Univeles Lahachis is postulated. Is kosher leides, so only Mumarech Nevilis Lahachis is kosher leides. But Mumarech Nevilis Litovim, Rove says in so many words in Sanhedrin, is post leides. Because Mumarech Nevilis Litovim has a din like Choshev Chomos, because he does it Mishum Mome. So Mimele, Tesis is saying that even though he had the more of the Shmaitz is Rove, and Rove himself says that the Mumarech Nevilis Lahachis is kosher leides, so only Mumarech Nevilis Lahachis is posel leides, is kosher leides. Mashein ke Mumarech Nevilis Litovim, Rove says in so many words, is posel leides. So Boal Elvo Litovim has the same din as Mumarech Nevilis Litovim. Now, the Rishonim will say that the reason is why Rav Nachman says Boal Elvo is kosher leides, because Rav Nachman agrees with Rove, but the question arises, why? So, but Rove is made that the Eichon Vilis Lidiovim is postulated. So, the Eichon Vilis Lidiovim is postulated because he does it machmas mummy, so he has a din of a rosh chomer. Because of mummy, like this he wouldn't eat the lele. But in order to save money, machmas mummy eats the lele. So the lele has a din of a rosh chomer. Machin came bar elbow. So he's a rosh, but he's not a rosh chomer. So the Yisrael may be hot on the Chodesh Yupol, the Mishyach and Marayim, and we want to go all there, but he goes off the Kutre. And man, the Porich, hot on Mani Mori, I'm going to cut through the Kosher, and it's been about all the Giva Shmur. In Tema, we see, what I go all there, but my post for Rosh Yechomot Dinon, she Rav Shemayim and Ibrei, we say in Rav Ibrei, she Yenech and 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 Ibrei, she Yenech כי חושד להעביר בשביל הנועס עצמי, חושד נאמה להוריד צ'קיה בשביל מומי, ואוכל נאמה בוא עליה. Now, so there is a big finish in this statement, because in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is a machleket v'shem. There is a machleket v'shem. There is a machleket between... You should be impatient. I am probably more busy and I have more to do than all of you. And the prayer of Rosh Hashanah, one is to prepare himself for Chavos HaTere, so he should not be impatient vis-a-vis learning of Torah. Even if there are important things, I'm sure it's not the Koach Nefesh. And all those who walked out, so it wasn't the Koach Nefesh either. Zayin Amidalei, in Sanhedrin. So, Mumarechon Nivelis Lidov, Divrei Hakel Post, Lehachis, Abayom Apostle Rova Makosh. I mean, it's very strange. I mean, one would say that someone with Echon Nivelis Lehachis should more readily be possible than in Mumarechon Lidov. But this is the Gilsi in our Gemara of all the shame. But there is one Gilsi, the Ravon, and Shah. He has another hearsay in the Imam. His hearsay is, but that is not mentioned by anyone. I mean, no one in the Nisikeh in the Chesh Mishpat even mentions the Sheet of the Ravon. But that's the Sheet of the Ravon. The Sheet of the Ravon is, his hearsay is as follows. Mumarechun Yveleis lehachi is the Verhatel Postle. Leiti Ovel, Abayom Apostle Rova Makos. But I mean, that's a unique hearsay, I mean, and all the Rishonim have the hearsay that appears in our Gemara. So, the way it appears in our Gemara, so, Mumarech on the village with the Oven, the Vahak of Post. Lehach is, Abayom Apostle, Rova Makosh. Abayom Apostle, Dav Le Rosh. Rachmona Oma Altosh is Rosh Eid. The Rova Makosh, a Rosh Lechomati. So we understand as to why Rova says, Mumarech on the village, Lehach is his apostle. Why is Mumarech on the village, Lehach is apostle? Because according to Rove, Stam Roshi is not possible, but only Roshi the Chomer. But the question is, so why is Mumarech on the Rosh Hashanah possible even according to Rove? So Rashi says, and the Rach says, Vichibu Mishum Momen Kovi. So Mumarech on the Rosh Hashanah, the Mahakal possible, Vichibu Mishum Momen Kovi, the Shrikha Bizu, Tvei Mire Tere, Havale Ki Roshi the Chomer, who possible. So Rashi's Roshi is Havelei Kei Roshi Lechomot. In other words, not Mamish Roshi Lechomot. It's Kei Roshi Lechomot. It means only the Rabbanon. And that's Rashi Lishitote all over, especially in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says that when the Mishnah says the Teichei Shviz Apostle Eilech Mir Rabbanon, so but Midrash said they are kosher, so Rashi says why? Because he he's not the Rosh HaMos, he can eat the rice. So he's not the Rosh HaMos, but he's either Isurei the rice, there is a leaf of the rice of the Ochlo Lulu Israel, and he's either he deals with Shvi's, with Pele Shvi's, so he's either, so he's an Avarian, in Avarian, the rice, Machmas Momen, so mit der Rabbonon, he has a deal like Rosh HaMos. So mit der Reise, the definition of Rosh HaMos is, according to Rashi, one who is either a various of state that consists in taking somebody else's moment shall wake it like he gane, he gazer, maul the rubies, he will care sheikhat. So the avere consists in chomot. In other words, in taking away somebody else's moment. That's the definition of Rosh HaChomot midraise. But mid Rabbonon, anyone who is either avere is machmas moment. Even though the avere is an avere of another moment. He deals with Tereshvim. But why does he do it? Because he wants to make some profit. So Memele, if someone is either Avera, it's Machmas Momei, so he also has the thing of Rosh HaChomos with Rabban. But Midraise Rosh HaChomos consists in Averis of taking somebody's money. That is the Rambam also. Rosh HaChomos, the Rambam defines Rosh HaChomos as a Ganer, a Gazlan, a Rikeyav Ribis, a Rikeyav Sheikhat, one with either Averes of taking away somebody else's money. Of taking away somebody else's money. So, that's Rashi. Now, Teisa Shita in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashono, but here Teisa Shita is not like that. So Teisa Shita in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashono means that Teisves in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah has two Mishnayos. One motion in Teisves is that when the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Seichel Shviz is possible. Say the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah or the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the same Mishnah. So says that Seichel Shviz is possible in the Rabbonon. So the Mishnah refers to Shviz is Nazeh, which is only in the Rabbonon. But Shviz is Marabai. Bisman Shayivu Neik, when it was with Reise, Seche Shviz, Bisman Abay, Bisman Shayivu Neik, so it's possible it's with Reise. Why? Because he's a Rosh HaChomos. Why is he a Rosh HaChomos? Because he deals with Pere Shviz on account of peculiarly greed. So in other words, so things that Shite is in Rosh Hashanah and in Sanhedrin, that the definition of Rosh HaChomos is not as the Rambam explains it. One who is either averis of taking away somebody else's money. But the definition of Rosh HaChomos is one who is either averis machmas money. So Mimele, according to Teisves, Shitein Rosh Hashanah, and another Roshan is, so one Roshan in Teisves is that the reason is why Seich HaShviz are not possible in the Raise is because the Mishnah is referenced to Shviz and Azeh, but in Ochanam Shviz, the Raise, so then he's what later in the Raisa, because he's a Rosh HaChomos in the Raisa. Then another Rosh in the Raisa is that the Mishnah is referencing to Shviz the Raisa. But why isn't he possible the Raisa? Because we're Mashmalinish. Because people are Mele Heter to deal with Shviz. So Mele is not possible later in the Raisa. So, because they are Mele Heter, but if they wouldn't be Mele Heter, they would be possible later in the Raisa. So that's the Shite. That Rosh HaChomos does not consist, as the Rambam says, in taking away somebody else's money. But Rosh HaChomos consists in doing Averes Machmas Mom. Now then, the Rach, here in Sanhedrin, so he says, he's in explaining Rove, so he says, that according to Rove, so he can if he gazlen, he mauve the ribis, he's postulated, because he's a Rosh HaChomos right. And the Mumarich Levir Slahachi is kosher because he's not a Rosh HaChomos. He's just the Rosh, not the Rosh HaChomos. So why is Mumareich on the village with the Ovei Posel? So the Rach says, not because of Rosh HaChomos, but because of Choshenness. So it's not the Psalm of Rosh HaChomos. According to Teisves, in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah, so Mumareich on the village with the Ovei, according to Ovei, is Posel Eides with the Raise because of Rosh HaChomos. Because doing Averes Machmas Momen, that's Rosh HaChomos. Even if the Averes is Averes not Momen. So it's Rosh HaChomos. And according to the Rach, Rosh HaChomos means someone who is either a virus or taking away somebody else's money. So we can do Ganef, Gazlem, Al-Dribit, Yashichat, and so on. Mashi Orinoye, Mashi Inke, Mumarech, Levirus, Litoom. So it's another psalm of Roshut, not Roshut of Hamas. So when is the child to say Roshut, Mumarech, Levirus, Litoom? So that means he has some Yerushamayim. And Mumarech, Levirus, means that if it's possible for him to get kosher, Bosan Neveir, Bosan Shchuto, for the same price as Bosan Neveir, he'll never dare eat Neveir. But if it's a question of 10 cents difference, so then he's ready to be Eivra Averes. So that means, even though he has Yira Shamayim, so he's ready to do Averes on account of pecuniary greed. So such a person is Choshet Voi Vashekha. Because of pecuniary greed, if it's possible for him to act contrary to his own conscience because of pecuniary greed, so he's capable of testifying falsely too. So it's not a psul of Roshet Chomos, but it's a psul of Roshet. Now, I'm mentioning all that because the Tesis here, when Tesis says, V'yesh leima d'havik meichu nevilis l'tiom, d'ipostu l'ikula alme, avol pishin rawi priz, d'chiven d'choshud l'avir b'shvil, hanoes atzmei, choshud nam elohoi checka b'shvush, b'shvul momen, v'ochaname bo alei avo. So even Rove, who says that Stam Roshet is kosherly, ich nevilis l'ach. Only Roshet Chomos, but Baal Eavon, Echon Lewis Litovn, is possible. Why? He doesn't say because he's Roshet Chomos. So apparently, Tesis here agrees with Rashi Shite and the Rambam Shite, that Midraise, Roshet Chomos means someone who is either averes of taking away another person's moment, Sholkidi, but just being either averes, Machmas moment, that's not Roshet Chomos. So the question is, so why is Mumarech Lewis Litovn possible like this? And Midraise, not because of the psul of Roshet Chomos, another psul, that's a psul of Roshet. There is a special psul of Roshet. It's a psul. So in other words, it's not in accordance with Tesis Shite in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah, but that's in accordance with the Rach Shite. The Rach Shite. All right. Leim Rav Yisrael Doma Kabyudet. Teime. The Orchel Rav Yudet left the Pogin in the Buret. Ufer Kachil Yitamrin Ahudos Rekamid Rav Yudet Vom Nizkayarti Bein Rav Natsmi Omer Yinemun Atalish Vatsatsim Chodiyat Yochel Yisrael Zmanech. Al the Pogin of the Buret. Umi Yishleima Al the Otom Boi Yitamrin Esnem. Elo the Hodi Patrimon Hain Leisrael Bat Yisroel. Yishav Yanav She Chtiche Di Yisur. Oy no kach shesh al Yisroel Eshe Repot Mitam Ido Az Baldin. Vahid Rav Yudet Gufe Kashye Vishom Nifore Yisbez Hashem. All right, on the next mission. החוכם שעוצר את האישה בנדר על ביילו, החוכם שעוצר את האישה בנדר על ביילו, הרי זה לא ישראנו. מי אנו שחולצו בפונות ישראנו, מפני שהוא בן, נערש. בנדר שנות רנוע לביילו ולהיפה לו, ובוסו לחוכם מחת לו, ולמוס לו פסח לחרות, לא ישראנו משמחשב. But, מי אנו שחולצו בפונות, is ישראנו, because there is no חשב, because it's done by his לא ניסיינו משורשה שהוא בעצם קוראים המיון החליצה לא יוסו חוכם זה ביחיד ויקיים לו, החליצה הוא מיון בגימו ותלוצה לא יחשיב הוי, תירו ניסיינו but the policy was matter and the nether and then so then ועד שאין מייסבילו או אידיוס so Rashi explains that Monefshachit was matter על הבילו so how can he be in a position to marry her but later on the husband died or he divorced. So then the same Chochem is allowed to marry him. Because then there is no mocking for Chashav. So, my asking is, you in the Bechad, Chad mi mocking matter. Because Hetan is all in Rikwaya Shleish. V'omar Afri Barob in Omar Avamrom, Tone Ator et Midorim Bishleish. Ve'elo Biplote. So in case where he together with other two was Ather, So then the Mishnah says is lo yiseno, lo yiseno. So, but mechide, if it's together with other two, but now mi yano yishachol to the phone of yiseno mshibes, leilo mechad. So, if mechad, so how can it be matter her? How can it matter? So the answer is, yochid mumche. Uchid omar afchim zom rav yeichne. Bi yochid mumche, hochename bi yochid mumche. Now there's a machleket rishenim. What does yochid mumche mean? So many Rishenim say Yochid Mumcha means Isomuch. But if one is not Isomuch, So even if he's a god lador, he cannot be matir. I mean, even if he's one of the chazal, he cannot be matir if he's not in something. Since we don't have shluchim, so today no one can be matir. But the assumption would say that Yochid Mumche doesn't mean Sabo. Yochid Mumche means someone who got Lador. Alright. Mi ano is a whole time in the best. Hobby Trelei, Meister Bodhisna, Nedi Machsem aus Prime, Kava Getisho, Lui Hoshu, Chachom Lui Dovo, and you could come as well. La Fuke Mandoma, Mium Bifishnai, come as well, Mium Bigimo. So then there is no Shabbat. But if the case be Shnayim, there is Hashem. I boil. Kines Mao Sheyei. Rav Kano, so here do we have the Machlekes, I mentioned the Rashi. Kines Mao Sheyei, see, Achochom Vamei Viget, I will discuss it later. Now, the Rashbo is Chelik on Rashi. And the Rashbo says that when Gemara raises the question of Kines Mao Sheyei, so it's only in regard to Chochem, but not in regard to Meiviget. Alright. In point of view, Kines Mao Sheyei, Rav Kano Ma Kines Meiti, Rav Asho Ma Kines Enimei. Tonu Rav Zute Dibei Rav Papi Ketivu Eime Kines Enimei. Omu Rabonu Rav Ashe Timore Yisvore, Omu Lu Masbisli, Hani Itam Mishifchom Nishtachro, Mishifchom Nizgayro, Haredo Vichnei, Vim Kines Enimei, Alme Bionon Eloi Mavkino, Hochename Bionon Eloi Mavkino. Hochename Bionon Eloi Mavkino. So the Gemara, so from this Gemara it appears, that it's based upon Pshat. And that's the reason as to why the Rashbo is Chelik on Rashi. And he says that the whole Abaye of Kines Mashe Yeitzi has reference only to Chochem. Because Chochem is certainly based upon Pshat. Mashe Yeitzi, by maybe get, we discussed it the previous year. So there are two ways of explaining it. We can explain it on the basis of Chashad, and we can explain it on the basis of Chashad the Mishakir, because he has a motive. So, by Meviget. So the Rashbo holds that Meviget is Lulises Ishtim, not merely because of Lodis Vasayim, but because of the possible motive, so of Chashad the Mishakir. So Memele is certainly in Kines Meit, if it is on the basis of Ichshoshim Mishakia. But Rashi, so it appears from Rashi, unless we are going to say in Rashi what I said in the Rambam. But with Luke, so we can say that Rashi, Shita is, that even maybe get to if there is no Ichshoshim Mishakia, and it's only based, and the Yisrael Sishte is because of what is the time. All right. So, the Nonem, the Rion, the Last, the Odom, the Amril, the Odom, 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 the next mission. The Chulon, the Odom, the Noshi, the Mesu, the Tori, the Odom. So, although, the Chokham, the Odom, the Odom, the Odom, So if at that time, when he was a maybe the get, or when the Chochem was Matia, the Ishe, the Neder al-Bailo, so he was a married man, he had a wife, and then later on, after the Psad by the Chochem, or after the Havoy of the get by the Shliach, so the wife died, so Mutorit Linosilein, Losilosilein. The Chulon, Rashi says, Chochom, Vameyiget, Vameyidisho, Asiyo, Ditnan, Bohen, Loichnei, Shehoyu Lehem Noshim, Bishas Maise, Umeisu, Achazman, Mutore, Seilu, Enosu Lehem, Dehashte Lekech Shad, Shari Bisho, Sheheid, Bohei, Hoi Shosho Chochom, Hoi Shoyish Tekayemet, Vilo Yuriso, Ezu, Nishab. Now the question that arises, and the Rishenim, I didn't see that Rishenim should raise that question, but the Tzeres Yisroel, the Mishnayet, he raises that question. So, why is he Yachshad? Why? Because he was a married man. So what? But that's only a Chayon Rabbi Negarshi. Bisman HaMishneh, there was no Chayon Rabbi Negarshi. So, why couldn't he be Yachshad? So, this Teretz Yisroel has this Kashi. So, this Teretz Yisroel gives the Teretz, because even though prior to Chayon Rabbi Negarshi, It was mutter to have more than one wife, but it was not the general practice of Jewish men to have more than one wife. It wasn't the general practice, and is it the general practice of Jewish men to do averes? I mean, to falsify in the testimony? Is that a Jewish practice? And according to many Rishonim, so I may be getting Dinas Hayam, so it's not just based upon what the society. So the whole apoches, according to Rishonim, alright, so the tenets of this verse is oil, make sense according to the Rishonim, who say that even I may be get or mace, but he says his day is only based upon what is society. So since we are not, business is not really Cheshish, there is no real Cheshish. But we are only trying, the Chachomim are only trying to prevent what is society in Gazi. So the male, as far as the gossip of people is concerned, they don't take the political logic. So the male, the people will not gossip, will not be made to laugh, because they know that it's not the usual practice of Jewish people to have more than one wife. But according to the Rishonim, who say that by maybe getting the Sayyam and by maize, so it's not chashad only, but there is a real choshe. So in other words, so we are mamish cheshesh, maybe he's such an avarian, and because of his taivet, he'll do such terrible avarian. So why shouldn't we be cheshesh that because of his taivet, so he'll do the same avarian, even though the same avarian will be coupled with something that is not the usual practice? I mean, so the tenets of the Tzeres Yisroel makes good sense according to the Rishonim, that all these are only also are to be naysay, the woman, on account of Lozi Sosai. So then we can understand. But according to the Rishonim, that some of them are also not only because of Lozi Sosai, because there is a Choshe. There is a Choshe. So one of Sheikh, if he's Choshu, be Neinu, that he'll be mishakir. I mean, so he certainly should be choshut to do it, even though it doesn't harmonize with the usual practice of this. With the usual practice.
Maybe the choshut that there's something to get away with that we could, but it's just these couldn't.
I understand. You can give it that. In other words, we are cheshesh that the person will do something furtively that people will not know, as long as it's only going before the Rebbein Shalom. So then he doesn't care. He's not afraid. But when it will be going before the people, he wants to appear like a top gentleman. I mean, he'll have more than one wife. I mean, some of his friends will criticize him, will say he's not such a wonderful person. I understand that.
You're taking me, Vinay. I think that would be too general practice, so
I think there is a better carrot. And that has to do with Ruth. Is there a Megillah Schus with a Targum? With a Targum, no? Oh, here, yeah, there should be a Megillah Schus with a Targum. You don't have to go outside to look for it. But there is no... ויאמר ירוס דלת, פותח בוב, ויאמר הגר, לא יוכל ליגר לי, ונעשריס את נחלוסי, כי אהל ליכו עתו, את גולוסי, כי לא יוכל ליגר. Why couldn't he be gay? Why couldn't he be gay? So Rashi says, ונעשריס את נחלוסי, זרי, תנחת על השם בונים, לא סייס גם דזרי, שנאמר לו יובי עמון, אמין ומייבי, ויתור בימין ולא ימין, אמין. In other words, he didn't know the aloche of אמין ולא ימין, אמין. So in other words, so he thought that it's also to marry Yehud. She was an אמין. But the Targum Yedis Menizil says, ויאמר ואמר פורקי כי היי גבנה לס אני יוכל עם מפרקלי. על דייס לי איצו, I'm a married man, I cannot marry Ruth. על דייס לי איצו, לס לי רישוס, למיסה פולחניסה עלו. פיומותיהי למוצו בבייסי, והיהי מחבל יד אכסמתי. פריק לוח, את הרום דלס לוח איצו. Beyaz was an Alman. He wasn't married. Arum less ano yochel nisa. I can't marry you because I have a wife. But you, Beyaz, you are an Alman. You don't have a wife, you can be married. So he says, I can't marry you because I'll inject an element of ktote in the body. Now the question is that the Geyal lived long before Chayim Rabbi Nijash. So why did he say that he's not allowed to marry Ruth because he's a married man? So obviously, it's implicit in the Talmud Minhag Menizil that even before Chayim Rabbi Nigarshin, it was also to have more than one wife. But I know you'll jump on me, I mean, everybody knows that he's prior to Chayim Rabbi Nigarshin, so it was mutar, he had kamo vikamo gemores. I mean, all of the Mishnayos in Yevamos deal with cases of a person who had one wife and he had another wife. So you have Torah. If one couldn't marry another wife when he's married to one woman, so then you wouldn't have the problem with all the Chashbeinos in the Torah. So all the Torah emanates from the fact that it's mutar to have more than one wife. The answer is, and that's mentioned in Rishayim. That's mentioned in the Chizkuni and Chumash, and it's mentioned in other Rishayim too, that prior to Chayim Rabbi Nigarshin, it was only mutar to marry another wife if the wife gave him rishus. But if the wife did not give him rishus, so then it was osir, even prior to Chayim Rabbi Nigarshin. And this is what he mentioned. In other words, his wife didn't want to give him rishus. So he says, because there is a halacha, ויודעתו כשולם עליך, so that's the possibility in the Kabbalah. But in Novi Rashoi Lechadish Dobo. So in other words, so anything that is mentioned in the Kabbalah, in Vim or Ksuvim, so, I mean, that's the hypothetic in here, ויודעתו כשולם עליך. But, so either it has been more clear in the hypothetic in the Torah, or it's Yilch HaZeg Mumelo, because in Novi Rashoi Lechadish Dobo. So in Meile, so there is a special chiyuv of Yidato Kisholem Alecho. In other words, one is not allowed to do something that will introduce an element of friction and ktote in the home. So if one marries another woman without the rishus of his first wife, so it's violative of the posik of Yidato Kisholem Alecho. The Chizkuni says, and the posik in Vidovat Bishte, Vidovat Bishte, so he says, with the Pshutei Sholikho. Of course, the Proshim is Vidovat Bishte, with the Shem Chaveri, so the Yisra Arayas is implicit in it. But the Chizkuni says that, I think it's mentioned by other Rishonim also, so that the Pshutei Sholikho of Vidovat Bishte is that he should not marry another wife without the rishus of the first wife. Because if he marries, what kind of Vidovat Bishte is it? So, Vidovat Bishte means that emotionally he has to be Vidovat Bishte. So, in other words, this halacha, but it really is implicit in the posik of the day to Kishon Malecho, but in Novi Hashem, the Chadishom also there must be a mocker in the Torah Ikal. But it's implicit in the posik of the day to Kishon Malecho. So that's why the Tao of Yenis and Nezio says, Prike al Gavne less an al Yochel in Mifreke. Al Yisli Yitzes, so that's out of the question, the Gael says. I cannot open him. Less le Rishul in Mifreke. What do you mean less le Rishul in Mifreke? He means he doesn't have Rishus. He doesn't have Rishus from whom? From his wife. Dilma. So what if he doesn't have Rishus from his wife? So who tells him to listen to his wife? So the answer is, he's not mechuyev to listen to his wife. But since he doesn't have Rishus, there will be an element of friction. Dilma teheiri motzu b'beisir. There will be friction, ktotet. Vein mechabel yadach santi. And I'll destroy my whole home. So the pshat, ashchises nachlosi, the pshat shal mikra means, I'll destroy the home. I'll destroy the whole home. The freak loch, at a room, the less loch he said. But before him, Abnegar Shri was muter, ain't no chename. If the wife gives him rishus, Avraham married Hagar, because Sarah told him to marry Hagar. Sarah told him to marry Hagar. And Yaakov also had more than one wife. So Rochel told him, I mean, she was even misanepish herself. So Rochel wanted him to marry Leah, and then Leah wanted him to marry Zilpah, and Rochel wanted him to marry Bilhah. But without the issues of the wife, so it's also prior to her Abnegash. Yes.
Well, for example, if you have two wives,
it's
foolish. But if you have two wives, and one wife wants you to marry another woman, does the other wife have to give you a shoe?
I'll tell you, this is not a relevant question. Yechir Abnegash, so it's in one of Shechot's house, so I don't have to ask irrelevant questions. Yechulon, some mele, we can say that the Teino Haname, there will be a case. Of course, today it will not make a difference, but because there is a Chir Abnegash. But let's say this mana Mishnah. So when the Mishnah says Yechulam Shehoyle Noshim Leishim Tosh Moslem, because the wives did not give Rishus. Say Nachanami, if the wives, if will know that so Bismana Mishnah, Bismana Gmore, Fayat Echer Abnegashin, if we know that the wives gave him Rishus, so then it will be also in Osirah. But usually the wives don't give Rishus. So Memele, the Mishnah has reference to such a case. So Memele, it was also. V'chulon shenisu l'achir, now then the Mishnah mentions another halacha. V'chulon shenisu l'achir, v'nizgarshu shenisau menu, mutoriz l'nosilahem. So v'chulon, sh'anoshim alolu shenisu l'achirem, kishostro chochom v'kishayit eidim yisus bayro, u'meisu abayl mashlim. So in the interim period, she was married to somebody else. And then that other husband died or he divorced. So, now he wants to marry her, this chochem or this lady get. So mutoriz l'nosil chochem, u'leidim lady get. Why? So if in all these cases it's only based upon what is assigned, so then the pshat is very simple. So people will not gossip. As long as there was an intervening marriage to someone else, so people will not gossip. And even according to the Rishonim, that maybe get and mace, so there is a real choshe. So when is there a real choshe? If there is no intervening marriage. So then there is a motive. But if there is an intervening marriage, so then there is no possibility of a motive, of a psychological motive, that to falsify and to act in a certain way in order to marry her. Because we see that right after that she married someone else. So maybe there is no social rishak. V'chula mutoris l'bneyem l'ache. V'chula anoshim l'elu mutoris l'bneyem l'acheyem sh'leilu ha'matir v'neisom v'nasudem l'olam v'adom. So in other words, this woman, for whom the shliach delivered the get, or the chochem was matir the ishi of the neder al bailo, so he cannot marry her. The ishi of the neder al bailo, so the chochem himself or the shliach himself cannot marry her, but the son of the chochem, the son of the shliach, can marry this woman. All right. Or the brother of the chochem or of the shliach can marry this woman. Now, good morning. So the chulam shall no shimu meisu mitoras vasalem. But if nizgal shenat, omali avilu ravashe, ותניה, אפילו נזכר שהוא לא יקשר. הוד יהווה קטוטה, הוד לא יהווה קטוטה. הוד יקטונה, אפילו נזכר שהוא. So, it's also מותורי, כגן דהווה לקטוטה, מכמה הוך. ועדיין, לנוסן דייטה על זה. So there's been a lot of friction long before. So we cannot see that all that took place because he already made a decision to marry this woman. Because with his heretofore wife, he had been fighting for a long time before. So hod have a story, hod we have a story. The boy is saying, hod we hod, lo yave ktote, lo ikashe, hod the argel, hod the argeloi. הוד יקטונן, ובואי זה מידר, זה לא יעד יקטונן. הוד יקטונן נזכר של אוי, צור מלכון שאולו של נושם ומי, זה מתוח לעצמם. בוט נזכר שהוא איזה אסורת. Why? Because in case of נזכר שהוא, we are afraid that that's the reason as to why he divorced his wife. Why did he divorce his wife? Because maybe he wanted to marry this woman, whom he asked on the Baal B'nei there. Or he wanted to marry the woman whose gift he was a shliach. Also, the other hook started. In other words, where he started up the fight. So he is chlaknes as he stayed. For the stone of him is galshu, be the agilo he started. She he can do it through. So maybe we cannot say that he all was deliberate. So then it's mutoris. Vichulon shenis. Kosal kedai toch misa misa vigereshen ageshen. Nehme mas wissen, du loi kerebe, di kerebe, ho mar betreizim na vechazoke. So Teisves was bothered by the kashe. Bishlei me ligabe mise, so she's a katlonis. But ligabe gereshen. Whether two times is a chazoke, three times is a chazoke, but what kind of a katlonis is she? So Teisves says, agav mise no ket gereshen. Dafu nizgar she kam upon him, shayu nose. Because by gereshen there is no such a loche of katlonis. In other words, let's say, if a woman has three husbands, even if she had 10 husbands, and all the 10 husbands divorced her, so an 11th husband is allowed to marry her, according to him. It's not shayach to say katlonis with Avigereshi. It's only shayach to say katlonis with Avigereshi, but not with Avigereshi. That's Teisves shita. But Rashi is mashma that he is chayli kama, am Teisves. Kosal gadai, misa amisa, hod ikton im chulash misla achi o mei tzipon amareish, ikton im meisa rak tiva gunu misa fisht, ikton im misa isla achi al pivu misa sheni az demuter kunos leize, ויאב על פי שמייז בייז בעלאות אינס משליש ואמרים לו הוא זקזו קטלון אישן איס המייז וגרשן תקטונה נסגר שקורא הגרשן דורים המי וגט ואשמינון דניסס לאחר בייסי הגט וגיר שהשני הזה מותר פרנוס אלו מי וגיתו ריש So from Rashi it appears that the halacha of katlonis applies to gerushin too. But in respect to Misa, if a woman had three husbands who died, so then there is a choshe v'recheike, maybe this woman somehow manages to bring about the death of, not physically, but maybe mentally. So she's able to bring about the death of husband. But, and the Gavigereshin, so in other words, maybe somehow, this woman, it's very shayach. It's easier to bring, to confuse Gereshin, to mental cruelty than Mise. But Teisves shita is, of course it is like that, that it is possible to conduce through mental cruelty, gereshin, but why should it be osir? Mise, something catastrophic, but gereshin is not so catastrophic, so mele, there is no haloche of katlani isligami gereshin, but it's a machlekes rashi and Teisves. And that is, where there is a haloche of katlani, ligami gereshin. In other words, a woman who had three husbands who divorced her is a fourth husband allowed to marry. That child sometimes comes up. I also had a child. Not in Chicago, I had it in New York. All right, now. So the Gemara says, Lo yimisa, gerish ve gerish namisa. V'chulom mutaris l'bnei malachim. So here the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if someone is choshek, or there is a lad that is interested in a certain woman, so then he is not allowed to marry that woman. But his son or his brother is allowed to marry that woman. Maishne moditan anita min olisho oser b'nimo libito v'cheiso. So there we say that if he is nitan on a certain woman, so not only he cannot marry this woman, he cannot marry the mother of this woman either, he cannot marry the daughter of this woman either, and here we say v'kulo mutaris l'bnayem, that this woman he can get married to the son of the one who is in Itan. So the Gemara gives two terutim. Nashe legabi nashe shchicha, the other. Because women are more friendly. So in other words, so a daughter of a woman shows more friendship and devotion than the son of the father. So Mele, she visits the daughter, so here we say Anita Mino Isho. So Otabimo, because since he's in it on the woman, so he's not allowed to marry the daughter either. Because the mother of that daughter will constantly visit the daughter. So maybe there will be more of an opportunity for him to become involved in an avera. So that's why it's also. So we say that even though there is a chashad or a lie against him and this woman, so this woman